world.
Really?
You never heard of them. Mishnah, ready. It says the Mishnah, I want you to remember me. Today is Chav Ches Adar Rishon Aleph Tov Shin Ayin Vav. Mishnah, Shloisha, we already had this Mishnah before, so we can go through quickly. And I've given them a base. Shloisha, Gittim, Psulim, there are three Gittim that are apostle, that you shouldn't use them. And what are they? The Im Nisas of Lak Kosher. But the unique thing here is that if you marry the child of Kosher, we had an argument, a mayor holds that if you don't follow Chachamim exactly the way they told you, then the children mamzerim. And the Rabbanah said no. This Mishnah says that three, if you did get married, the Vlad is a kosher, could even work out according to Rameya that these three are an exception. Could this in Chatchila how that the Kana was set up? Or the Mishnah goes according to Chacham, as we'll see in the Mishnah in Gemara. Says case number one. Kosher b'ksav yodeh, the husband wrote the own ged, ain't all of ain't there no witnesses. So he followed the edict because of law. And number one. Number two is, yes, Allah v'edim, there were witnesses, but v'ain boy's man, there was no date on it, and we know we need a date, so you shouldn't protect your niece, or because of the chasim v'shabadim. Or case number three, yes, boy's man, there's a date, v'ain boy aleidech, but only a single age sign on it. So why should that be good? Because you also have the writing, the sefer. Hadi elu shloisha gitim psulim, then all the old kapasol. Now, according to the mayor, generally, if you don't follow Chachamim, it's possible. A mayor holds Eidech Simekarsi, that's vital. But a mayor, if the author of his Mishnah are made, he would hold that the husband's writing is considered an aid as well. Ve'im Nisas, Avlad Kosher, but if he got married, the child is kosher. Rabbi Lezer says, "Afa pisha ain't all of edim." Rabbi Lezer argues, even though no witnesses, Elisha nosnu lo b'fin edim. He gave for edim kosher is kosher because he holds edim as seder kashi. Edim are the ones who are watching. The goyvim in the chosim shabbat means even other shtaris, not a get. You can use elam tikin elam. Only because of tikin elam. Only because of tikin elam. Says the Gemara, "Vesulekad." There are no other cases. Only also that you shouldn't use, but if you did use, but that was kosher. Well, you could get yashmi lo before about a get that you wrote, and then you live together. You shouldn't use that, but if you did, but the evidence kosher. Hasam late seitze. Over there, if she remarried based on that get, we say let her stay married. But hacha teitze. Over here, if we tell you not to get married, could pass with the rabbanon. And if you did get married, shul kosher, but you still have to get out of your marriage. Freddy Gemara Honi Chlamando Hacha Teitze. This follows the opinion. Says tak over here, you have to leave your marriage. Because of our children, and we force her to get out of the marriage, people rather we assume the children are Zaydim. He's what's the chilik in the here and I'll get Yashim. The chilik is Hacha Dievid. The difference is Hasam Tanas Chatchil Hacha Dievid. By get Yashim Chatchil, she can go ahead and get married. If she's divorced, if the husband actually gave it to her, she can Chatchil get married over here. It's only if she got married, so it's different. Well, you could get Kereach. What about the get that the signature was missing on the folds by a Koyin? Hosam of Lad Mamza. There we say that, wow, the Yitzi Mazeh has to go out. Remember, we said that you're not allowed to stay married in the second and not go back to the first. Shulam Mamzeidim. Hacha Vlad Kosher. Here the Shulam Kosher. Is Honichel Rab Meir. It makes sense. According to the mayor who says that every time you don't follow Yilchacham, the children of Mamzeidim. So therefore, it makes sense that over there we say, but get Kereach, you didn't follow Chacham to Mamzeidim. El Rabban and Rabban hold that even get Kereach with children of Mamzeidim, what's Chiluin get Kereach in the case of Namishna, Mayikil, Mayim, the children of the Ever, all kosher. The difference is, Hasam Seitze, Hachalai Seitze. By get Kereach, she has to walk out of the marriage. Here, we said we can stay married. Says Gemara again, Honichal Mandam, Hachalai Seitze, the one who said over here, you can stay married. El Mandam, Hachalai Seitze, the other one who said over here, you always have to leave the marriage. What's Chiluin get Kereach in here? Mayikil, Mayim. So we answer, b'mekusha lekamayde. That's such a specific case. Only by a koyin. We're not talking about, general cases, universal cases.
Fred? When you learn the Mishnah portion that says the children are kosher, does that imply she can stay with the
That's a machlek, it's to Amaroyim. We're saying here, honey from Adomer. No posh pshat. How do you know that? All we know is the children are Mamzeim. Personally, we don't know. That's Gemara's machlek is later. Says the Gemara, "Va'ikah shalom alchus." Well, another case we said before, you have to write to the local government, not write another government. Hosam teitz over there, she has to get out of the marriage. Hachalay teitz here, she doesn't have to get out. That's a difference. No, again, anyone asks, "Honey, chalamandam hachalay teitz." If one learns his mission, you have to go out. Elamandam teitz, have to go out. My yikul, what are you going to say? So we answer. Mukim look at Rameyer. We're going to learn that the shalom malchus follows Rameyer that says that the children mamzeidim. We'll learn that this Mishnah, our Mishnah is a mayor. And therefore, according to the mayor, there's a difference between the case of Shalom Malchus. According to the mayor, according to the Rabbanim of Shalom Malchus, the Shalom Mamzeidim, you have a good question. So what's the chiluk in this Mishnah and Shalom Malchus? Why don't we include Shalom Malchus? But according to the Meir says if you don't follow the directives of the Chachamim, then the children are mamzedim. So there the child's a mamzed if you don't have the correct government, the date from a government, local government. But over here, the Chachamim lechatchilim made the takana that these three cases are kosher, the children are kosher. Is v'hasav la mamzah v'akasha. Says the Gemara minyana the reishal mutimai in the reishal shloisha gittin. We can count that three. Why have to count three? Uminyana the sefer the mutimai. We have to count over here number as well. It says at the end of the Mishnah harei elu shloisha gittin psulim. Says twice shloisha gittin psulim. Then when it concludes the three cases, it says harei elu shloisha gittin psulim. What do you need both for? Minyana reishal mutimai and to exclude kireya. All of these cases except for shalom malchus and get yashim because they're all different. Minyan and the sefer lemuta haratanya. The following we learned: Hamivah getting this, you have to bring and get from overseas. Nostra la, you gave it to her. You forgot to say what we said in the first Mishnah. Before nine nechtav, you didn't say. But I saw being written. Ubefan nine nechtav saw being signed. Yoitzi v'avlad mamzid rameir. These you should go out and the Charles mamzid rameir. V'chacham mayim ain avlad mamzid. The mayor says you don't follow directly the chamim. The Charles mamzid, and the mayor says yeah, Chacham say it's not mamzer. Kate, what should you do? Yas, Yitlena, Himena, the Yachzev, Yitlena, the two, the Yemen, for Nechte, for Nechte. But was even sorry. If I was, in other words, even if you learned that our Mishnah is a Meir, everywhere else a Meir holds the Charles and Mamzit, but our Mishnah is unique. So we want to highlight that. For example, for a Nechtav, a Meir would hold the Charles and Mamzit. The Getter's pass is kosher. You forgot to say it, Mamzit. Not in this case, in our three cases, in our Mishnah.
So what's in other words, to do that, you need to have both to say Shloisha,
yes, one is to exclude Get Yoshin, Get Kereach, and all that. And the other one say that even the Rav Meir, who holds that it's a mamzer, even in the case with Bar Nechter, which is lechayda, nothing to do with the get itself. But in these three cases, the mayor is made the child of kosher.
So if the mission would have said,
then you're not, then we have a rule, Tana Vashaya, Mai Shaya, the High Shaya. Especially if we have three missing, they all belong in the Mishnah.
I mean, if you only have three.
Yeah, but three more, there's Get Yashin, Kereach, and all the other ones. So you'll say they're also part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah didn't bother telling you, exhausting all the possibilities. By saying, by giving you a number, the Mishnah saying, that's it. And not more.
I just don't understand. Do you have a case where she has to leave the second husband, but the children are kshedim?
We'll see in a minute. Kosek said, "You made all of Eidim." Amar Rav, who Kosek Savyada is the husband. Amar Rav Kosavyada, it means the husband wrote, and with and there's no Eidim, it is kosher. The Tater says the Kosev, and he followed what the Tater said, and then said Venosan. So even though there are no Eidim Mesidah, Rabbi Lezer doesn't like it. He wants Eidim Mesidah, and the Tan of this Mishnah holds that it's still all right. But there are, and the Bon Paslet. What do you mean? Tell me this. The husband wrote it. Ella Amatsiyisa. This comment is on the middle case where it says that there are Eidim and there's no date. If there are Eidim and there's no date, then what do you mean the husband has to write it? Who cares if they're Eidim or Eidim? How do you show Eidim? Ella say for the last case. The last case was there's an Eid Echad and there is a date. Who wrote it? According to the Chiz, it must be that the husband wrote it, so that's why he is considered one aid, and the aid who signed another aid. But a sefer is not considered an aid. Ella sefer yes, but I hold dafik sav yaday the aid. The husband himself wrote it together with the aid. That's when we say the child is kosher. And so Lechaydo, in the case number one, we learned that if the husband wrote it, but no Eidim is kosher. So you got to tell me that if there's an Eid Echad with a husband, it's kosher. Of course it's kosher. No, the Chilik is, I would have thought that in case number one, it's only been the Eved kosher. I would have thought in case number three, where the husband wrote, and there's an Eid Echad, this Mamish like two, like maybe the Chatchili can use it. So the Mishnah, no, even in this case, not the Chatchili, only be the Eved. Shmuel, the Chilik have safe of Eid, not only the Balabos, but even the Sefer also is counted like an Eid, is good enough. Later Mishnah that if a sefer wrote that an aid is kosher, and Rav learns over there. If you remember, Rabbi Yemiya said that Rav holds that ksav sefer means the chesima of the sefer. The sefer is the one the guy who signed, and the aid. And we would have thought we would have been chayshes that maybe the, you know, the balabas sent the shliach and the guy was embarrassed, so he asked the sefer to do it. We say no. But Rav mi dami hakin kvir hosam to nasach atchila. Over there, it's talking about the chatchila. You can get married over there. The chatchila. Why? Because they were talking about chosam sefer. The sefer signed it. Halcha the eved. Here we're talking about writing, and it's only the eved. So the sefer writing, not if he didn't sign as an eved, just writing, there would not be a kosher to get at all. Not even with the eved. Talking about the husband. Shmuel, like Kasha, Shmuel does not learn like Rav Yimiya that the next mission is talking about the Sefer signed as a witness. He holds that it's talking about the Sefer just wrote. So why over there is a Kasha Chatchila? Because over there it's talking about Besafra the Muvik. We're talking about a Baki, a Sefer who knows all the dinim. And therefore, if he wrote the get, we say with an eidecha, the chatchila, you can go ahead and get married. Because we definitely, what are you choishish? That maybe the husband didn't tell him to do something? No. In that case, since it's a safer movie, we're sure the husband told him, and with an eidecha, it's good enough. However, over here we're talking about a safer, not a movie, and therefore, chatchila shouldn't use his get.
So if we're basing this on the fact that
the get,
it says the
kosav
law, right? And therefore, she's writing, it says writing. Does that differ, exclude him doing
a
shliach and telling the shliach?
No, you could tell a shliach. That's right.
But he's not really a shliach, isn't he?
Yes, he has to be a shliach. Actually, when it comes to the ksiva they get, there's a machlekes and taisis and beginning himself to be a shliach or not. The chsimah for sure, he has to be a shliach, and so on. So we're saying that if he signed, he wouldn't have signed. But say for moving, he wouldn't have signed unless the balabos told him to sign. Yeah. Rabbi Yechanan also said, like Rab, that it's talking about the husband. Rabbi Lazar holds that even the case of the husband writing is talking about the case where there were two Edim signed on it. I'm talking about the last case where there's only one Ed, and who wrote? The husband wrote. Zimnin, sometimes Amarav Tetzeh. Sometimes he said, well, you shouldn't marry, but if you did, you have to actually leave your second husband. And Zimnin, sometimes he said about these three Gitin, Amarav, Loi Tetzeh. Sometimes he'll tell you when. Haketzeh. Yesh, Labani, if they had kids between their second marriage, Loi Tetzeh, we don't want her to leave, because then people will start talking that the children are Mamzadim. And we're very concerned about their reputation. Ain Labani, no children, Tetzeh, go out. Nobody gets hurt by it, so go out. Mostly, I have a question. It says, when it comes to Yivama, it says that if you know you have 15 Yivamas, that are 15 women that are usa to the brother-in-law, and if they have another wife to Shimon, and Shimon had two wives, one of them was a sister of Reuven, and one of them was a fremde, so the kulan. So the din is that not only since the sister cannot marry the brother, neither does the fremde have to marry. There's no din of Yibum. The kulan shahayy ben safi kedushin. All of these 15 arayas, questionable whether they were married to Shimon. He got divorced. So there was a suffix whether the tzara is free or not. What's a suffix? Kedushin, zarek, through Kedushin, not sure, close to him or her. There was suffix Kedushin. Suffix Gedushin, what's suffix Gedushin? Now, instead of saying the case that you threw a gittin and we're not sure if it's closer to him or closer to her, we're saying, no, Gedish needs, Kosa b'ksav yodeh ve'ein olavedim, that you wrote it, and there were no witnesses on it. The three cases in the Mishnah. Yesh olavedim ve'ein b'izman, yesh b'izman, ve'ein boy ela eidechot, hareza safi gedishin. We call them all a safi gedishin. All of these are called a safi gedishin. Why? Because ma'atayda, it's a valid get, all of these, and the Rabbanan don't want you to use this get. Now, the Yamrid Lay Seitz, and if you can tell me that if she got married based on this get, it's all right. Nutzarasa Asilivum, if you're going to let her stay married, if you're going to let her stay married, if you're going to rule that this woman, this kind of get, stay married, so what are they going to think when it comes to Yibum? They're going to think this is a normal, proper get. And so the remaining wife, who's not related to Shimon or Reuven, will marry Reuven. And the din really is that she shouldn't be marrying Reuven. What's the big deal? Says Yamek Aklum. Who cares? Since Ma'atayda is a valid get, so Ma'atayda Taka, she is entitled to be Miyabim. Chashash the Rabbani. Whole thing's a Chashash Rabbani anyway, so it's no big deal. Levi Yama. Levi argues that Ravi says La'elum Le'Teitze, that based on this get, if she gets married, doesn't have to leave. V'chenam Rabbi Yechon La'elum Le'Teitze, shouldn't leave. V'chenam Rabbi Yechon Levnei Rab Chalafter Deminhune Hachem Ravuchen La'elum Le'Teitze, you should never leave. Another thing your father once said was, he said that a Karti Sheba Amir, that he said if you find a big fly inside this pail that you have mechatas, the water of a chata mixed with the ashes, and you're not allowed to have any, the water has to be directly there from Mayim Chaim El Akeli. So if an animal drinks from the water, and usually when an animal drinks, water runs out of his mouth, so it came into an animal, went out of the animal, that's not kosher. But this particular fly, karatzis, whatever the fly is, we'll see a big fly, it whatever it drinks, it saves in its mouth, nothing drips, there's no running water here. So therefore, the Mayim Chaim El Akeli is kosher. What is this particular karotz? The dofsa, the bane keeper, this massive fly. I'm not sure what the name is. It's like a grasshopper, a massive fly. Yeah, most of them are in the market. All the birds pass husband yain, except for the dog, it drinks, it doesn't slip it back in. You should be another animal included of this big fly, another bird. Because the karatis, it depends how what size the fly is. The gdaila leib pasla, a tiny pasla, a small fly does let water run back out, but a big one doesn't. But come, what's a big fly? If this fly is the size of an olive, have you seen such a fly? If this fly is the size of an olive, then it drinks the water, slurps it up, and doesn't pour it back in. Rabbi Lazar, I'm an afapi. I'm a rabbi Lazar. That's not the edim who signed to get their kashas. We're right in the middle of the page. We've got one base. I'm not sure how we were up to.
When
it comes to getting that, what the main edim are the ones who see it happening. Not when it comes to starters, they will need edim chasima, edim usain. It says clearly that Rabbi Lazar holds the same thing applies to other starters. Rabbi Lazar tarti, Rabbi Lazar student. Rav Saba Kavasi B'chad agrees when it comes to Gittin, Upalag B'chad and argues when it comes to other Kshtaris. Chen Am Rav Yaakov, but Yidam Rav Shem Alevi, Alok Rav Lav Gittin, Alok Rav Lav Gittin, Rav Yana Omer, Filo Lech, Get Ein Boi, Rav Yana, he says that Alok is like him that's so strong that it doesn't even have, that it doesn't even passel a Rech, Get, that even doesn't even passel a coin. If you don't have Eid, if you don't have Eid in Mesida, then it's garnished. Rabbi Chiyani, so right now the one I understood that he meant to say is that that if that Eidim and Siddur don't do anything, less than the Rabbi Lazar, how come the Rabbanon after they get the invite? According to the Rabbanon, who hold that Eidim Chasim are the main thing, if you only have Eidim and Siddur, nothing happens. Doesn't even have a chash of a get, you're not going. But the Halach, Rabbi Lazar, 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 the Halach, the same conversation. In halacha, say in the name of Rav, Rabbeinu's Rav, halacha ke Rabbi Lazar begitin, halacha Rabbi Lazar begitin. I'm a chamagul yam Rav, halacha Rabbi Lazar begitin. Iked amadu say v'chavrein, begitin halacha tamidain v'tabine Rabbeinu, shum Rabbeinu, name of Rav, amra halacha ke Rabbi Lazar begitin. I'm a chidam Rav, chamagul yam Rav, halacha Rabbi Lazar begitin. Chen ki yaser Rav, Rabbi Lazar, halacha Rabbi Lazar begitin. Now the Gemara doesn't spell out. What about the other starters? Pima chleik is a shayim v'rif and others. Mishnah. Shnayim, an interesting case. Shnayim, two people, sheshol chushnei gitin shavin. Two people had two identical gittin. They both had the same names. The wives had the same names, and they wrote it up at the same time. And by mistake, v'nis arvu. No, it was written l'shma. The get that I have was really written for the other guy, and the get the other guy has was really written for me. V'nis arvu. So what do you do now? Nois and shneim l'zu v'shneim l'zu. You give both gittin to one woman, then both gittin to the other woman. So manushich, they both received the correct divorce. Therefore, avad echem. If one of them got lost, now you don't know which one got lost. Had he asheni bottle, you cannot use the other get either. You have to rewrite the get. Exactly. What about chamisha? A guy had five wives and he had enough. Shekosvu, or five people, or let's say five people with five women, they all have exact same names. Or he had five wives. Shekosvu, klal b'techa get. He wrote five different couples in one get. Save money. Ish plaini megarit plainis. That's right, yeah, 1,000 ways there. So here he decided to save money. They wrote one long divorce, a long scroll, with all the men and women who decided to divorce today. So he wrote like this, Klal, a general get, B'techa get, each Polony, Megadet Polony. He used a regular text of the get, then they wrote, and Yankel is divorcing Leah, and Yitzchak is divorcing Rachel, or Polony, Polonies, the Eidim Mata, the Eidim assigned, let's say the five people underneath the fifth name, Kul and Chedin, they're all kosher. The Inasin Lechol Achad Va'achas, and each one gets this get, then you take it back and give it to the next one, so on. What about how your Kaysev Taifis Lechol Echad Va'achad? What about you wrote a Taifis? Remember, there's two parts to get. There's the Taifis is the standard text, and Taifis is when you insert the names. You wrote a separate Taifis for each one, and we'll see tomorrow explained. The Eidim Lamatan, the Eidim sign on the very bottom, then the only one that really has an aid is the very bottom one. So the bottom one, woman and man, will be divorced, but all the other ones, you don't. So the last tefes that the aidim assigned to is kosher, and the rest are not. Says the Gemara, man tane, who is the tane that says that if we don't know who the get is for, you just give both to both of them? Omer Rabbi Yimi, the loyker Rabbi Lezer, Elazar, but not Rabbi Lezer. You remember, according to Rabbi Lezer, Edom is Sidi Karsa. Who make it happen? The Edom who give it. The Edom who give it, they need to know who is the one this get was written for. And they don't know. How can it be kosher? This Mishnah must follow a mayor who says that the main Edom are the Chesim. And the Edom Chesim, B'Shas Meisen, knew who it was. What happened was that afterwards, the getting got all mixed up. But at the time of writing, you knew exactly which couple it was. What do you mean? Yeah, but that's not called knowing. That's not knowing. A pupil is not knowing. Edim, when they see something, you can't use a pupil. They have to see, know. Neither. That's a shliach. Only a shliach says it. The Edim sit according to Rabbi Lezer and make it happen. They need to know exactly who wrote the get and who's giving the get to who. And they don't know. It's mixed up. It's a manoshech. It doesn't work manoshech. So that's not Edis. You can't walk in a court. It's not called Edis. Yeah.
Each one again, you don't have to stand and watch each woman getting this get and saying something.
So, Adam,
no,
no,
it was a
contra blessing.
If you have one get
from
the
whole
woman
and
get a
whole
husband, the
whole
woman.
What's wrong with that? There you know exactly who's who. Yeah, that's not a problem. Yeah. Say, the Ikar Abulaza, according to Abulaza, keep the Karsa, the Adam witness, know. Behind Menai, come here, they don't know which one is divorcing. Abayi says, no. I feel the tema, Rabbi Lazar, aim of the boy, Rabbi Lazar, ksivu l'shmo. Rabbi Lazar only hold that when you write the get, you have to have the right man and the right woman in mind. They just need to know if she got the right get. And Manu Shech, they know, that's enough. If you need to know l'shmo, if they have to see l'shmo, then you're right. Then they have to see, no, it's not enough to Manu Shech. They have to actually see if it's been done properly. But now that it's just, if you don't have to do l'shmo, just have to know if ultimately she got the right get. If you give both Manu Shech, one of them is the right one. So therefore, it could even work out a blessing. Yeah, it makes no difference. It makes no difference. Yeah, it's kosher. Stop here.